time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is David Fraley, environmental consultant and chairman of Ozarks Clean Air Alliance, and Barbara Lux, former sustainability officer for the City of Springfield and now in private consulting. David, what is Ozarks Clean Air Alliance?
Well, the Ozarks Clean Air Alliance was a voluntary organization formed in 2008 as a subcommittee of the Environmental Collaborative of the Community Partnership of the Ozarks. The purpose at that time and still is to protect air quality in a 15-county region that encompasses. I would add we're talking about ambient air here, the air that we breathe outdoors. According to the American Lung Association, about 133 million Americans live in cities with unhealthy air quality. And we're fortunate in Springfield that we meet all the local national ambient air quality standards. Our air quality is good, which is good news and bad news. That makes it a challenge to make sure that people don't take it for granted.
Barbara, why do we need Ozarks Clean Air Alliance? Tell us more about Springfield's air quality.
As Dave mentioned, Springfield's air quality is very good. We are very fortunate. Ozarks Clean Air Alliance is a non-regulatory voluntary group, and through the membership, we have created and we are implementing and working through a Clean Air Action Plan. This includes our annual reporting of our air quality statistics and then progress made on our goals and the path forward, as we were calling it. We are currently in compliance with federal air quality standards for both ground level ozone and particulate matter. So this is the time to really be working on this and not when we slip into some kind of a situation where it suddenly becomes urgent. The ability to be proactive and have the time to do that is very important. Our primary concern here is ground level ozone. And the primary source of that is fossil fueled engines or gas-fired engines. And we tend to think, first of all, well, that has to be the coal-fired utilities, which typically it is. However, our local utility has done an excellent job in reducing their emissions to the point that our primary source of ozone-forming pollutants are mobile sources, which is cars, trucks, even lawnmowers. So all of these things together then become the problem. The federal automotive industry standards are in place, and they have consistently reduced the emission levels from automobiles, and they're programmed to continue to do that. But there are things that we can do as citizens that also help with this.
Dave, ozone sounds complicated. Can you tell me more about ozone and why it's a concern?
Well, yeah, there's good ozone and there's bad ozone. The good ozone is up in the stratosphere, and that's what protects us from the ultraviolet rays of the sun. The bad ozone is in the air around us, what we breathe, and in that breathing air, it can cause or aggravate lung diseases, asthma, etc. We have a saying, good up high, bad nearby, to help us remember which is which. Ground-level ozone, the harmful kind, is not emitted directly into the air, but instead there's chemical processes that go on between different pollutants that are directly emitted in the presence of sunlight, especially as it builds up over the course of the day. Therefore, we typically think of ozone as a seasonal pollutant, and the regulations track it actually, but between March and October 31st, during the hotter months where there's more sunlight. The primary source of VOCs and NOx, volatile organic compounds, and NOx, as Barbara mentioned, come from motor vehicle exhaust and other fossil fuel processes and petrochemical solvents. And we don't have very many industries in Springfield that generate these emissions. And as said, the local utilities in the region have done a very good job of reducing those levels. That means that it's up to people like you and me to do what we can to reduce those emissions.
So, Barbara, what can the average citizen do to reduce emissions and improve our air quality?
There are actually a lot of simple things that we can do. Part of it is just to be thinking, kind of get the mindset that we need to be careful and we need to protect our air quality. First of all, driving less. If that mobile source is our problem child, then we use it less. So we organize our errands. We take a bike. We take a walk, a bus. plan those errands carefully. Another little item that people don't think about, when you fill up your tank at the filling station and you do that click, click, click thing to make it come out even, that's called topping it off. And you're releasing fumes, unnecessary fumes that contribute to ozone formation. Keep equipment tuned and in good working condition. Inefficient engines produce more emissions. And use less electricity, because energy conservation is still important. Consider an electric-powered vehicle. They have no harmful emissions, and the electricity that's required to operate that type of a vehicle is minuscule compared to the emissions that it takes in a gas-powered vehicle. If you have health concerns, you can go to a website called enviroflash.info, and it will give you on your cell phone every day what your air quality readings are going to be for your area. And you can also look at OCAA's Clean Air Action Plan at showmecleanair.com and find out other steps and where you might actually join us and help. There's a very good website that EPA has that's called airnow.gov. So there's several of very good resources around that are tailored for the local. And we're going to be having an electric lawn equipment event at the Farmers Market and the South Farmers Market on September the 22nd. So come by and see us and see some electric lawnmowers in action.
I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guests have been Dave Fraley, environmental consultant and chairman of Ozarks Clean Air Alliance, and Barbara Lux, former sustainability officer for the City of Springfield and now in private consulting. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.